Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. I truly thank God for Him blessing me to come on this beautiful day on this radio station. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for all the radio stations in the universe. They're willing to open up their airway to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for all that are able to hear, to see, and to receive the Word of God. And blessed are those who are doing the work of the Lord. I truly thank God for what He is to us in this hour. Thank God for prayer and fasting. Thank God for righteousness. Thank God for supplication. Thank God for those who are willing to be warriors, be watchmen on the wall, be intercessors. Thank God, hallelujah, for the prayer warriors. Thank God for the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, praise God, the missionaries, the ministers, praise God. I thank God for prophets. Oh, thank you, Father, for His word today. And most of all, I thank God for Jesus Christ willingly to lay down His life, sacrifice Himself to get that we will have the right to the kingdom of God, to receive the inheritance that God promised us in this hour. So truly I thank God, He gives it according to the measure of our faith. Praise God. And I thank God for Him today. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning, my people. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for my brothers and sisters. Praise God. Willingly to roll up their sleeve and fight the devil with the word of God to bring those who are in darkness into the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God, my Lord, in blessing those who are able to hear what the word is saying to the church, because we are the church. We are the temple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, praise God. But we must be ready. We must be prepared. We must be on our post, praise God, because we don't know the day nor the hour when God gonna tell His Son to go forth, praise God, to bring those from the north, south, east, and west. I thank God for Jesus Christ, for what He is to us in this hour. But thank God for the word today. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Praise His holy name. This morning, I truly thank God for the Lord bless me to be alive today to give you the word of revelation, the word that God wants you to know, to understand, to embrace, to enhance. Praise God. God wants you to know His purpose and His kingdom, for He is God, and there is no other God beside Him. But God wants us to be enlightened of what His word is saying. As Paul say, God don't want us to be ignorant of His word, but He wants us to be enlightened of His word, so that we will understand what God is saying to us in this hour. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. There are four special kingdoms that God shared, praise God. The mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, the spiritual kingdom. And I thank God. And God is a God who let man recognize the kingdom of man, who honor to be created of the Holy Spirit of God, of the Holy Spiritual kingdom. Praise God. But there are three kinds of kingdom that God created for on this universe. And one is the instant kingdom. Praise God. That's where animals have an instinct. They can know something is going to happen. That's one thing that God gives to the animal is an instinct. They sense danger. Praise God. Whatever going to happen, the animal can sense it. Praise God. And sometimes we learn from animals when they know that something is unusual, something is strange. Praise God. Even animals, especially like dogs, they can sense that somebody is dying. They give a certain howl. Praise God. A certain howl sound. They know that somebody is ready to give up their breath. Praise God. They sense a death, that somebody's going to die. Praise God. So God give animals instinct. Praise God. Of what's going to happen on this earth. And I thank God for Jesus. Praise God. And another one is man's spirit knowledge. Praise God. That's our knowledge that God give to man, how to operate from the tree of good and evil. Man have that type of knowledge. Praise God. Of things that come out. Praise God, from the tree of good and evil. And thank God for Jesus. When things come from the tree of good and evil, things don't come out good. Praise God. That's why you find so many people commit so much sin, murder, or so much sin that don't pertain to God. Praise God. So men have that type of knowledge when they pertain or pursue or stay on that tree of good and evil. Praise God. And that's what they discover of the nature of, praise God. And they get the beneficial and destructive ideas, praise God, and how to destroy that Satan used that to come against God by giving man that knowledge how to stay on that tree of good and evil. Praise God. That because they do things in a disobedient way to God, not relying that God, praise God, see that they know their heart, praise God. But God is God, hallelujah. And thank God that that's reason why we cannot find the tree of life, because though we are on that tree of good and evil, we have that corruptible seed that planted in our spirit that Satan wants us to inherit. Praise God. He wants us to have that seed that we go against one another. That's why you find so much crime. You find so much people killing one another. You find so much people doing things the wrong way instead of doing the righteous way. But I thank God that's the man's spirit knowledge. Then we have the Holy Spirit teaching knowledge. That's where you learn to know God through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. That knowledge that the Lord wants us to have, to embrace the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is a person. Praise God. If you read what Jesus said, praise God, in John, the 14th chapter, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, what I have said unto you. That's what Jesus was saying to us today. The Holy Ghost is a reminder. He reminds us what the Lord said and what God said. Praise God. Whatever he's going to do, the Holy Ghost bring it to our remembrance. Remember what God said through his Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus, for the word of righteousness. That's that knowledge. Praise God. That knowledge, that spiritual knowledge, the Holy Ghost teaching knowledge that God wants us to have to know his purpose. And I thank God for Jesus. That when God created an animal, like I said, he gave animal instinct to know what danger they can sense. Praise God. Because animals can sense danger. Praise God. They have that instinct that something ain't right. praise God. Well, God give us a knowledge to discern good and evil. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, because he is very important for us to know the purpose of God's kingdom. We need to understand what God wants us to know of his word today. And God released tangible supernatural knowledge upon us. That's the reason why people have the gift of word of knowledge. Some God give people the spirit of knowledge. Praise God. They know you ever hear people say, God give me the word of knowledge, then I sense that something's going to happen. Okay, that's part of the holy knowledge that God gives to man. That Holy Ghost knowledge, praise God, of the word of knowledge, praise God. Then some people have that gift, praise God, to discern good and evil. Some people have that kind of spirit of discerning of what's going to happen, praise God, because God will deal them with in their spirit. So God do release knowledge on this earth. But we as a children of God, we need to understand what God wants us to know about the different level of knowledge on this earth. Remember now, Paul said, I will not have you be ignorant, but you need to be enlightened, embrace of the word of God. You need to be enlightened to understand what God is saying to us in this hour. In Isaiah 31:10, it says, woe to rebellious children, says the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering. So we need to understand the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to get in his presence and ask the Lord to help us to understand the revelation of his word. We need to trust God every step of the way. So when we are born again believers and we receive the Holy Ghost in our life, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us to know the way of God and to receive the discernment, the revelation of his word. We need to prepare ourselves in the time that we are in, because Jesus is soon to come. But while we are on this earth, we need to ask the Lord to give us more strong discernment, to discern the good and the bad, and discern the things that God wants us to have. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust God in every step of the way. Let's rely on him of the knowledge that he gives to us, that God do know what he is doing. Let us embrace his glory. Let us embrace the Holy Spirit, because he's the teacher. He will teach us and bring things to our remembrance wherever God speaks through you, through the prophecy of the mouth of the prophets. Thank God for the word of righteousness. Thank God for his love, for what he is doing today. So let us embrace the knowledge that God wants us to have, is to know his word. May God bless you, and may God keep you in his will. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.